as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Now, this morning, I have a very, very important topic to discuss with
you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Criticisms leveled against tight.
And someone yet
criticisms leveled against tight. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. It is very important for us to talk about certain difficult things about Christianity, because if we don't talk about them, we will not know the truth. And people will confuse us out there. And we don't want our members to be confused out there. So we have to talk about it. Now, church, I want us to read this as a word of introduction. I'm talking about it. These are hard things, but I have to talk about it. Let's read it. One, go. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And always... Try to underline from always for me. Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness. Peter says that at certain times you must be ready to argue for God, because nobody will do it for you.
Now Peter asema okache and he said, "Ebre bi dura e wose wutu hu esi wonu se wo ana wo besi ho ama onyankopon a onyankopon asem bi egusa wo."
When the Hindu worshippers are attacking the tithe on social media, and Muslims are attacking the tithe on social media, and people who don't are attacking, somebody must rise up to explain. Peter says that be ready to defend the hope that is why you are doing what you are doing. Be ready to answer. We must be able to defend as a child of God when you see a Muslim doing salaka, sacrificing money, sponsoring mosques, and all sorts of things. He will tell you what the Quran said, that if he's able to fight against infidels who are unbelievers, he will have 7 virgins in heaven and will get a special seat by Allah. He will defend it. You can't defend yours. But he will defend why he does salaka. Why he does, because it's what is zakat. It's one of the pillars of their religion. So he will attack yours, but he will do his when he goes to his place. Because you cannot defend yours. You don't know what your Bible said. So number one, criticism. They said tithe is under the law and an Old Testament practice. How many of you like what I'm attempting to do? Good. So please be patient. Don't come with an already prepared mind to fight. You will learn nothing. Open your mind and listen. And open the Bible and check. Christianity is being attacked by every religion. So understand.
They
said the tithe is under the law, the Old Testament, under the law of Moses, and an Old Testament practice. So we don't need to pay it since we are in the New Testament. That's the criterion. Have you heard it before? Now, what is the answer to this? Now, listen. Tithing is actually a principle that existed from creation and all through nature. So today, tithing is a principle. It's not a name. It only got the name tithe because of the calculation. Tithe means 10. If you make it 11, it's not called tithe again. Tithe means 10th. But the practice has been there from creation all the way through to nature. As I'm talking to you today, you have been practicing tithe in other ways, but you don't know. Now listen, the principle of tithing is this. Let me not use the 10. The whole rationale behind tithing is that God has given you something and you are giving him back a portion of it. That's the whole thing about that. It's not about the percent.
It's
like God has given you something, but he says that don't touch a portion of it. It belongs to me. It's holy unto the Lord. That's the whole principle. Now, that principle has been there from creation. In creation, when God made Adam and Eve and planted them in the garden, he gave them access to every tree, every fruit in the garden. But he told them that there is something they should not touch, which is untouchable. It's a portion that you, it doesn't belong to you, even though it came to you, but it's not yours. Leave it for me. Do you remember that one? I'm just laying a foundation. The day they ate that one, what happened to them? You see, the principle of tithing is the principle that makes you give back to God in order for you to have more. We call it reproduction. It's like, I've given you something, but for that thing to continue to come into your hands, bring a portion of it, then I will use it to redo the process for it to come back to you again. That's what we call reproduction. Now, in nature, when you look at reproduction, every plant has an uneatable aspect of it that you must use to reproduce. The day you eat that aspect, that tree will get finished. It will no longer be there. True or not true?
Send me a
assuming the first person that got mango ate the mango and chewed the seed, will we be having mango today? But God made it such that you can't eat the seed portion, even though it's in your hands. Some of you can tell it over cool here. Who near about it? White. I'm a gun boy, so let me feel free here. Some of you call it a thing. Uben G mango seed no wana if it did it. But of course, you babble to me, Uria, Unya mango bio, Yamisha say, a diababiano bibi shimwa, yen di, and nuna, Uber Sandy, ama nature, Uber Sandy, ama assassino, send a bear assassin, a bit my day, ama more of that thing. It's a principle. It's a principle God set in motion. God didn't give it a name, but God gave man 7 days in the week. But God told man that if you want to survive, you cannot work 7 days. You need one day to. He said that it is called Sabbath. He said that, give that day to me, holy. Not just so that you worship the whole day, but so that you can rest your body. Otherwise, Oba fall sick, you fall sick because you are working too much. Wisdom. See, God created and put a principle in place to preserve lives, to make things continuity. That even though I've given you 7 days, if you are greedy for money and you work back to back 7 days, you are likely to die earlier than somebody who takes time to rest on a certain day.
And it's when you pass on my and soon about young farm women, so one who will be winter.
When God gave you 24 hours, did God allow you to use all the 24 hours? No matter to do, there is an hour. When that hour clocks, your eyes will start going down. You open it, but it will still be going. You put your legs in water, but it will still be going. Some of you, you'll be chewing chewing gum and be sleeping like
that.
Tell somebody, it's a principle God instituted. Because you are not a machine. If you be able to live long, if that thing can continue long, there's always a portion you must give back to the nature, to where it's coming
from. So pesa ade ne che o pesa ade ne ye mo ho mo ho a dan ni dan nyina ne e wo se wo sa ade bi e ma na bodie.
Am I communicating?
Me no wo kasa na.
How many of you know that even sex between husband and wife, which God endorses, there is still a tithe of your sex?
Ah,
ye bududu asai ana ditu mu se e po e ba o
ba. The women have caught the thing. The women have caught the thing.
If you go up and come down, when that time is up, Obaya have time.
And for when it's any usi power, you may have as I brand go through the ultimate.
You will have to wait for the body to reset, recalibration.
Send your baby in the pediano as I bacon maybe when I
productivity or reproduction can continue. If you will not observe that and you try to always do, you are going to contact diseases. You can easily contact disease because, well, no man, oteki ye too high.
The
skido and the bridge. Tell somebody it's also a tithe. So God has put that principle of giving back out of what he gives you to him or to nature or through nature. Otherwise, that thing will get finished or you endanger your life. Tell the one seated by you, God is a wise God. Now, every money you get, we all know James 1:7, that all good and perfect gifts come from above. That everything we have, like we just told him, all is yours. The job you got is an opportunity God created for you to be in that job, so that you can get that money, that gift that came. Everything you have, including your money, belongs to God. Giving back the tithes is just like giving the seed, the mango seed, back to the soil, so that you can have more mangoes. Giving back.
Now, say ye na ye nimse ye ni ekoye ye juma e ni ye ni esika diye. Nemo yeyi e mutu tusuwa dudu amera.
Ancient principle.
Ye mango aba pepe.
It's an ancient principle. It has been there.
E wasi eti asi asi e adi a e dahonu me kuri abodi.
Listen, now when you enter into where it started to have a name in financial terms called tithe, it came from Abraham, not Moses. The law was brought by Moses. And grace and truth came by Christ Jesus, according to John 1. The law came through Moses. Grace and truth. So the law came through Moses. But Abraham lived over 400 years before Moses.
Genesis 14.
Listen. Moses was what? When did Moses, God met Abraham. God told Abraham, I will send your people to slavery. They will be there for 400 years. Then after, I will bring them out. After God spoke to Abraham, Abraham lived over 100 and something years. Then Isaac came, lived over 100 and something years. Then Jacob came, lived over 100 and something years. Generation. So, among four generations, Joseph lived. Then afterwards, they became slaves years after Joseph died. So Moses came over 800 to 1,000 years after Abraham did tithe. So the tithe is not Moses' commandment. It's not a law.
Yeah, what's here? It's a principle. Abraham shall say, Moses,
I don't know about you. Are you understanding what Pastor is saying? The law came through Moses. Abraham lived 800 years before Moses came.
See, I come run who was some there and run it there. Now, Moses soon a buyer. Now, so Abraham, there now,
when Moses came, he saw how important it is. So Moses also sanctioned it. So it became a law. Abraham had done it. Abraham had done it long ago. Genesis 14, verse 18 to 20. Let's be very quick. I don't have time at all. I'm on number one. I have 10 criticisms. Verse 18. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of the Lord Most High. And he blessed and said, blessed be Abraham Most High, possessor of heaven and the earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he, that's Abraham, gave Melchizedek, the priest, a tithe of all. This was when Abraham, when you read the verses, I don't have time. This was where Abraham went, and then he went to fight a war. And he conquered the nations. Those days when you conquer a nation or a people, you get their sheep, their goat, their silver. Everything that belongs to them becomes yours. They call it the booty. So you conquer, then you gather all the booty for yourself. So Abraham conquered in the preceding verses that came before this 18 about, and then he got all the sheep, the gold, the oxen, everything. So when he was journeying, he got to this place where he met Melchizedek, who was an ancient priest. And over there, the Bible says he gave Melchizedek 10th of everything. He divided it to 10. So he started making it 10. He started 10 of everything. So the sheep, he broke it into 10. The cattle broke into 10. Silver, gold. And he gave the 10th of everything to Melchizedek. And Melchizedek blessed him. He said, blessed be Abraham.
Abraham,
so tell somebody, before the law of Moses came, there was tithing 800 years and over. Only Moses came to sanction it so that the people will not joke with it. Now, it is just like fornication. Didn't fornication exist before Moses was born to make it a law? In the days of Noah, why did God wipe them with rain? Noah existed before Abraham, thousands of years. But in the days of Noah, when God saw the wickedness of men and how they were sleeping with each other and misbehaving, the fornication, the adultery.
Then
God said, no. Murder was there. Cain and Abel. Cain murdered his brother, but there was no name for it. There was no law for it. It was Moses who came and called it murder. Thou shalt not murder, and made it a law. But before Moses came, it was already there.
Na ye kase eye ni pakuma na e wo honum wo honum dada eye kre eni ni nua Abel bereso nanso Moses ne baba she e ho mra se emi se ukun nua.
Now that we are in the New Testament, should we murder?
It is a see eye ye wo.
But you say it's under the law. Now that we are in the New Testament, should we fornicate and commit adultery? No. Even though Moses sanctioned it and made it more powerful, it was a principle in existence before Moses came to office, and it continues even in the days we are. Clap your two hands.
kwose Moses ne ba ya obehye samra we nyina no na eyade a ewo hanom dada ono de oba ya no obehye mra e de to so nenso na wo dada say.
So tell somebody, Titan is not under the law. Titan was there before the law came.
It catch you be say.
It's a principle. It's a principle. Bible compares our faith to that of Abraham. Bible says we should be followers of Abraham. Because Abraham is not under the law. Abraham was there under grace, under faith.
Bible catcher say I was seeing yet to say Abraham. Me boy Abraham to say Abraham dear. Not just a near man, not Abraham.
Why do you want to get the blessings of Abraham, but you don't want to do the deeds of
Abraham? We should Abraham, yeah.
Why are we claiming New Testament is actually Abraham's time? New Testament, what we are calling New Testament, is actually the time that existed before the law came. That's what we call grace. That's what we call faith. Bible says that Abraham became righteous not because he was a good man. He became righteous because he believed God. Asan. Somebody that lied that his wife is his sister and then touched. Abraham was not a very good man like you think. It was the fact that he believed God. When God said, move out of your father's house, he followed. He had faith. Bible says that so God turned it, or God ascribed to him righteousness because of his faith. That's why the New Testament is not about a lot of legalism. It's about our faith in our Lord Jesus. The same Abraham story.
It is saying here, Abraham, any idea so I or three nini no, Sansu and I ebre so no, Yansu and Nam Gidiaso, I are three nini, Ewa Unyankopo.
So if we are how many of you believe that Abraham is your father?
Abraham or your papa.
How many of you believe that Jesus Christ is from the lineage of Abraham? And we are supposed to be followers of Abraham, the faith of Abraham. If that is so, then we must be followers of the practice of Abraham, which includes tithing. It's not Moses, it's not the Ten Commandments, it's not a law. It's an eternal principle that has been in existence and is still continuing. If money will keep coming into your hands, then the principle must continue. You eat it, you finish it. But you tithe it, you have sold it. More will come into your hands. It's a principle. Take it or leave it. It's a principle. Number two, criticism leveled against tithing. They said tithing doesn't bring us blessings. Because they said we are already blessed.
If you say, "Oma Simon say, Yeshua and Dada,"
because in the New Testament, Christ has already blessed us.
Oma Simon can say, New Testament in the oh Jesus Christ, Yeshua and Dada."
Oh yeah, it is true. We are blessed.
Yeah, but therefore, Yeshua, I am.
When Abraham met Melchizedek, he was already blessed with property. So.
Now you say Abraham answer no be share Melchizedek. No, now on one case, Yeshua no Dada.
Abraham had already met God. God had called him. Chapter 12 and has already blessed him.
Hello,
move the one by you. Are you listening? Today we are in school. We are in school. As a Christian, you must know why you do what you do. So that if you don't do, don't do. Abraham was already blessed.
Abraham,
he had properties. He had work. See, before he went to Melchizedek for that tithe, he had gone to conquer a nation. Abraham had 500 soldiers in his house. Say soldiers. Have you seen a rich man in Ghana with 500 soldiers, bodyguards?
Abraham,
so there's no rich man in Ghana here or Africa or whatever who has 500 soldiers. That's Abraham. He had 500 soldiers, aside workers, farmers that he had, who were taking care of his house. When Abraham heard that Lot, his nephew, his brother's son was called Lot, and Lot had gone to stay in Sodom, and he had been arrested in that war, and Abraham was told that Abraham had his own personal army and went after that nation and conquered that king and took over everything. Will you joke with such a man? You think that man is a poor man? So tithe is not for it's not people that you say that no, Abraham was already blessed. So if you say that you're already blessed, no problem. Abraham was blessed, but he's still tithing.
It is a woka se wan kasano uye shradada. Enu de o how be any ho. Nansu Abraham na oye shradada. Nansu o kosua eman tutu odudu.
Clap your two hands for them. So if you say that it's not for blessing, I am not against you. But what I want you to understand is that the tithing is not necessarily to provoke the first blessing, but the continuity of your blessing.
Ẹnu ti sẹ wo ka sẹ wa ye nsira ẹyẹ nokure na ebom ene se bia wo si wutu a wo tight ni tin abe na ebom ukusu a wutu a no enu akoso a ema wo nsira ekoso a ekoso a ekoso a
ema you keep sowing the thing so the thing will be coming because
you say ade a wo ku ada ni den na wudua ko ade wo betwa so aba
because you keep so you are not chewing the seed now you are chewing your seed. You'll be hungry tomorrow. But listen, Malachi chapter 3. Look at the scripture. Verse 10. This is the scripture they have been attacking. That we are already blessed. So this scripture, this is what God said. Everybody read with me. One, go. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Those days, they were farmers. They were animal, they were into animal husbandry. The devil doesn't want you to be more blessed. That's why he's tricky. He doesn't want you to listen to what you want to change the poverty cycle in your family. This is what will change it. I started paying tithe when I was 10 years old. It's not today. 10 years old, that's when I started following God and paying tithe. It's not today. As a student, with coins. I was there,
pastor.
He says, when you bring all the tithes, he will open the windows of heaven and pour a blessing. Because they were farmers and into animal husbandry.
So those days,
the tithe of Jenny Neden. When Cain and Abel went to sow seed, did they go with Ghana City? At all. Say at all. They didn't go with US dollars. They went with the farm produce and the flock. Bakuya farmer and Bakuya hunter. And that's the animal husbandry. It went to Imwanibi. Ebel chi onu ni mwa na oyen no e na ke ni so eko twa Dubai na onu so cha e no mi na de bo akore. So in these days, as God was speaking to these people, they were farmers. So when he says that bring so that there will be food in my house, it makes sense.
It is a pray we say mu no na eye bra na san krofo mu ye afiafo nti onyakopon ka se momfa aduane mra mfie a na te se nyansan ewo.
And then when he now told them that, and I'll give you a blessing that you will not have enough room to keep it. Do you know that farmers, they need rooms to keep their produce? What's the technical name they call it? Where you do agric science? There are some storehouses they keep. Silos and vats for the oil and other things. So they have almost storages. Akesia, say a tomato, sir, yediku. Say yeah, plantain, yedigu, and sana omenya ubi abeden, abetuako. The job, ana baby. Good. God says that I will bless you so much that unya enough storage. Just say, unu bae no, ebe bru soba unya baby pangu. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two heads for the Lord. Now, in you and I, our case, we don't deal in onions, we don't deal in tomatoes.
Menu mi enu die, enya die say ye kuya.
We are into business, into commerce, into academia, into we deal with currency, money.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Money.
So today, if God is to be preaching to us today, he will say, bring all the tithe into the church, that's a storehouse, that there may be money in my house. and try me, this says the Lord, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be enough in your bank account. That's how God will say it in 21st century.
But
I don't remember the last time Jonathan came here with plantain for tithe. I'll send you back. I don't remember the last time you came here with tomatoes for tithe. Even those who work at the market, our mothers still work at the market, they still exchange their produce for money. So it is the money they
present.
I pray that everybody here who owns bank account, may it be filled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, may it be filled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone here who engages in the principle of tithing, may God cause you to open investment accounts.
Amen.
May God cause you to grow in treasury bills.
Amen.
May God cause you to have more in your company account.
Amen.
Your business will never go down in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for them. Criticism against that. So listen, we don't just come to pay tithes to get blessed. Saints, we don't just come that we are come to pay tithe because first and foremost, God has blessed us. He has blessed you with that two cities. Because you and I agree that everything we have is from God. So if your salary is 500, it's your blessing. It's not enough, but it's your level of blessing. If your salary or your income or your top money was 100 cedis, that is the level of blessing you have. If you want it to start increasing over, to increase beyond your pocket, to increase because your bank account, what do? You keep giving the tithe of it.
And it is a person pro so not such
so Abraham was blessed, but he still paid the tithe because of what continuity of the blessing. Because
he was
and the pastor now said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High. Somebody was already blessed, was having 500 army commanders and fighting, and had come with produce, with booty and all that, and then you are saying blessed. That means that your blessings will increase, your blessings will multiply, it will not go down. That's why I always tell people who think that they have money already and they don't pay tithe, who think that well they're already there, they don't pay tithe, I always tell them to be careful, because if you are not paying that, what you have there, you are just chopping it. But if you are looking for continuity and having more than you have, then you must add the tithe into it. It's a principle. Otherwise, you are playing. Some of you are coming from. Some of you are coming from families that have spiritual DNA that makes you start well and you fail when you are old. And you become poor when you are old. If you are from such a family, you see that people, young people make money early. But by the time they cross 40 into their 50s, they end poor. If you are from such a family, you don't joke with tithing. You saw your father doing well, having a car when you were little. Before you grew up, your father became a beggar. He has to depend on you. And you are joking with tithe. Today you have coins in your pocket. If I were you, I'll start sowing it. I'll start preserving my future.
Deuteronomy 14:28-29.
One go. And the end of every third year, you shall bring out the tithe of your produce of that year and store it up within your gates. Now go to 29. And the Levite over there, they were the people who work in the church. They were the people who work. Some of them are pastors, some of them are musicians, Some of them are instrumentalists and all that. Some of them are clean. They were working in the church full time. They don't go to anywhere. And the Levite, read it, one go. Because he has no portion nor inheritance with you, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are within your gate may come and eat and be satisfied, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands which you do. You are already blessed though, but the Lord your God will still bless you. So when they tell you that tithing doesn't bring blessing, they don't know what they are talking about.
And to be catcher will say,
they don't know what they are talking about. We are in the New Testament, so we are already blessed. They were already blessed. They had Canaan. Yet God said, for the blessing to continue, may your blessings continue.
Amen.
May your blessings continue.
Amen.
May you never be rich today and a beggar tomorrow.
Amen.
May you never be wealthy today and a beggar tomorrow.
Amen.
May God preserve your wealth.
Amen.
And cause you to grow from grace to grace, from
Amen.
Level to level.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Number three, let me end with that perhaps today. Number three. They always say that when you pay tithe, it's for the pastor and his family to spend. And you suffer.
And
how many of you have heard it before? Have you heard it before? Charlie, don't be shy. I said me, I'm afraid of you already. So put that one aside. Just feel free. How many of you have heard that? That when you pay tithe, you are paying it to the pastor. And I'm sorry, I'm not coming. I'm not coming. So, who's that? Oh, and they only gonna make a matter. Send me so. I said, I'm a mess of Nami, a member. I said, I'm a mess of Nami, a member. I grew up from a church. I came from Methodist before I started Charismatics. When I was paying tithe, I was not anywhere near digging or elder or anything. I was a normal boy. So these things I've heard it. They said you are giving it to the pastor and his wife.
So
when you see that pastor is as dressed, no, you say, ah, it's my tithe. When pastor's wife appears and she's looking nice, no, it's my.
Hey, what's up for you?
When you see that, oh, Osofu too has taken his family to KFC, no,
who's your Osofu?
Aveja, tight, tight me soon. Kaza, tight me soon. Yeah, I'm picking. I'm saying, then you go for chat tight for the week, you know? Because of these kind of things, so pastors, we cannot be free. Our wives cannot be free. You see, my wife is a senior pharmacist in Kolebu Emergency, highest level of medical attention. When you enter, you see my wife there. My wife is not a small person. She's a senior pharmacist. When you go to Kolebu and you are dying in 1 minute, the people you meet is my wife in her white. Those who come to save your life, you see the doctor, senior doctor, you see my wife, senior pharmacist, you see, they will come, emergency, everybody give way. It's Osofu's wife. It's your tithe that she eat. You're a joker. It's your tithe that she eats. My wife has money more than me. She has always had money more than me. She's from a rich family. Her father is rich. Gamma banker. So I am from Odoko Chi, mommy. Get to Ese. I told me lie, ni lie, I get there. I hear what I'm saying. So if you see her driving her car, if you see me living, okay, it is not your time. My wife counted money and bought a car. Now, Malachi 3 verse 10, go back again. The Bible says, bring all the tithes to my storeroom that there may be food in mine. Oh, let's read the Bible. So there will be food in mine. And I told you those days they were farmers and into animal rearing. That's why he used that thing. But if you are using modern Bible, he will talk about money because that's what we're dealing. And then he will talk about his house. Now, where is God's house? Is the hospital God's house? When you feel like you are going to listen to God, you go to the hospital. When you say, do you go to the orphanage? Where do you go that you know that is the house of God? The tabernacle, the sanctuary. Jesus went to the tabernacle. Jesus went to the temple. Which will be gathered in the temple. So the church has always been the house of God. So if God says that so that there will be food or there will be resources. Today's Bible will say so that there will be resources in my house. In my church. So now listen. It stands to reason that tithe is not necessarily for pastor to chop. Tithe is for the church run, the administration of the church, the running of the church. So that there will be resources in God's house. So that they can use it to run the day-to-day affairs of the church.
And say bia would they bre amoso for the anna memum seba yes cabe won yan coupon fee near betime edia ye on yan coupon e chuma ewini fee.
Why is God interested that there should be food in his house?
Adenti and on yan coupon pesebiani ewini fee.
Well, the reason is because he has workers in the house who must not die of starvation.
If you say not your word you may four ewon yan coupon fee on pese a combat me kuo.
They are called Levites. They are called Levites.
Some are from Levites.
Some of them are instrumentalists, like Miriam.
Miriam
used to play real and sing. She was a Levite. Aaron.
Obi to say Aaron.
Levites. These were people who were left in the church to work for the church so that the rest of the Jews or the rest of the Israelites, they will go and work so that these people will take care of the church. It includes the security men in the church. It includes those who are sweeping in the church. It includes those who are playing. This guy, he's part. It includes anybody that is working in the altar, in the church, and includes your pastor.
Enunti na chese afofura Israel fo afofura de no mokoyo madwuma ba Levi fo de omo de na omo ka akire eye adwuma sa pepepe enetie wodanduem ha etu obi biara oye adwuma wodanduem bia kan wo sofo nso kan ho.
So no pastor can say that he has never eaten your tithe before.
Enunti osofo bia no betuma bia na no aka se wo ni wo tithe da.
Listen, because out of the tithe we pay the pastor.
If you say if you to so do no mu and ye tia or so fuka,
they don't carry the tithe and give it to the pastor.
Yemfa and to so do na and time so so for
church. We pay bills. Everybody say bills. Now every church is an institution. We are registered with the government of Ghana.
Can you say a sorry be a woman out mubiano? You are registered.
The church is an entity on its own. You can't sue me, you only sue rescue. When you see rescue, it's rescue that okay, I'll just stand there as a witness or a spokesperson and just speak. But you cannot say that rescue abo kanti ube ju or mimi prince lie ho. No, it's limited liability. It's on TV da. And say that. So this church is like an organization. It's a spiritual organization.
I was out here, I sorry.
We have workers that we pay them. We have people who play for the church, who play instruments. We give all of them money. Ask any instrumentalist here whether we don't give them money.
are
looking for people who are eating your tithe, they are part.
It is a shank of wa or mudu tita, shankrofon so omokaho.
Listen. Listen, and the reason is because they have to park their car and come and play for you so that church can go on. Otherwise, they have to work like every other person to work to the night. And they can't make their sales. So we have to support them halfway so that they can get their sales. Because they work, they are not on full time. So we can't pay them fully. We only give them something that can support their work. We have a church administrator.
We have
employees. We have people working for us in Central Region. I have a missionary there. We pay them every month.
Our Central Region, Omono.
We rent a mission house for them to stay in and pay every year. We pay for the church buildings, the instrument, everything we pay. It's not free. The church has bills. You go to Kumasi, the same thing is in Kumasi. We are paying our missionary. We are paying everything they have there. The church has bills. And when you come here, everything you see is bill. So when you pay tithe, excuse me, you are not giving it to the pastor to go and eat. You are only giving to the church accounts so that the accountant, we have board members. Please, if you're a board member, be upstanding. Let me see. Now, these people sit down to draw the budgets for the church. They decide if we are giving somebody scholarship in this church. Not me.
Even
the salary they pay me, they decide, they pay me. I don't put my hand in money to chop with my wife. These are all men with families, responsible people. They have their money on Moody. Me, Chantro, and to Omoso. Some of them are even older than me. Listen, I am answering your social media commentator.
These
7-member committee, they decide whether we are paying this man, we are giving this. They decided what we give to all these workers. They run the church.
So,
anytime I want us to do something for someone and it's not in the budget, I have to find a different way. I have to call certain individuals and just beg them, you know something, let's help this brother because A, B, C, D. Because I know that the board will not agree.
It is a obi wo honom na wo say bia bibinti e wo say me pam wa bi e de bo na me a me kwa na me kwa hwehwem wa ne de ma na efi say minim say me kwa na me kwa kan wa ansha enkrofo ejina ha yo munya ntia say ma me.
Yes, recently we had to help one brother in the church who had a problem in their workplace. Everybody's business was destroyed and we had to call individuals so that we gather money and give to that brother to help that brother. Yes, it's not from the board. They don't even know. That is what my own skill of helping people when it's not in the budget. I guess what I'm saying. So me, I can't put my hands in the church money. Now me di fuku fuku. Now me they call Starbite. Me the big call KFC. Now me the big.
And this our brand.
When our brand and our do tight a breast of unodi. No. Say kaminye juma wahan kaya mami one city. Whatever they give me, they even that one for months. They have not even paid me because we are building a church for months. Me and my wife, and we survive. As for that, my wife, if God hasn't blessed her crowd, then God should change my name. God hasn't blessed her. Please clap for them. Please, do you get what I'm trying to say? So I am not saying that I've never eaten anything from tithe. What I'm saying is that I am paid what is due me. Because I'm a Levite. I'm a Levite here. I work for you. I don't go anywhere. The day I start going to work, they will stop
me.
So when they sit on social media and they say you are sending money to your pastor, what they are trying to say is that they hate the fact that your money is keeping the church alive. That's what they can't say, but they are afraid that you will judge them. What they can't say is that your money is the reason why the church keeps going on. But you must be happy that your money is not going to another place, but it is keeping the church of Jesus Christ moving.
Because
your money is building God a church. Your money is buying lands. Your money is buying. Today, as I came here, I saw, see that this one is off. This one is off. The last time we bought this one, Joseph, if you remember, 3.5. That's one of our electricians. 3.5 for one. So by the time I buy these two bulbs, 700 will be gone. Just like that. Just like that. Everything that is in the church is expected. Everything. As I'm talking to you now, we have, since this church came, we have taken care of people. We have supported people. It is from the tithe. The fatherless. Many people have gone to have a trade, are now working, now have a living that they are living because of the tithe. Many people are in school today because of the tithe. Many fatherless. Some are graduates. So anybody that tells you that stop paying the tithe, they are saying that all the fatherless people in the church, we should stop supporting
them.
Anybody that tells you that stop paying the tithe, they are telling you that all the helpless people, that sometimes they have emergencies and all they can do is to call pastor. They are trying to say that when they call us, we should not
help.
But the church of Jesus Christ will never shut down. If you decide not to pay your tithe, God will let another person pay it. Every day you'll be coming here and you still see the church going up. You still see new things. You still see nice things. You still see that we will not run away. We will work here for God. Even though you have decided you will not pay your tithe. But God will use others to pay the tithe. Clap your two hands. And the Levite, because he has no portion or inheritance, they didn't give the Levite a land. Yet Joshua chasasino emomu ina. So ya ma Levite for na sase. Yesi mumu diani irade, mumu diani nyame. Yesi ya oni yet diani nyame. Na yet diani nyame susu. Na se ye ye juma manyankupon. Na se ye di sikali bi eti eti yankofo wa safuni moa. Then they will all sit on the radio to insult pastors.
Na se ni elevi for ye chance asema Israel for na omu diya mo mubi.
I'm telling you, all of us, we are graduates. So.
Yeah.
We are graduates. This man is a CEO. He has his own company. Ask him, I'm his mate. We went to the same school. We went to Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. We didn't go to a bad school. We went to a good school. We all have first degree. So the way he's running his company, I could have also been doing well. But I decided that after national service, I was coming. I had offers from everywhere. Some of you know already.
Owie ne national service no onya nwuma firi baby bebre na so oya na dwen se debi onyankopon adwuma
yi. I said God has called me. I'll be a Levite.
Mimi dia me yelewi ni onyankopon afrɛ me.
So if you pay your tithe and they use just a small fraction to pay me, meanwhile my mates are now in government, my mates are now taking big money, and you pay me those things that
Also.
Do you know how many years I've been at home after university? I've worked. People that I was ahead of them. Today,
when I see them, they are big people.
So if you pay tithe and they use a small, minute portion of it, which is even lesser than your salary. Maybe among all of you, I should be at the least or less, or one step to the least. And then people make you feel like you are carrying your sweat and you are giving it to one small boy somewhere. And because of, no, if you are paying tight, you are paying tight because God said, let there be resources in his house. And if you do that, he will keep blessing you. You are not giving it to pastor and his wife. So next time you see me dress well, ask where I got my dress from. Next time you see my wife looking good, ask where she got it from. Don't interpret it as your time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Numbers 18:20-26. Let's just read the scriptures and close. Let's be upstanding. We'll be answering now. Write down Numbers 18:20-26. And then write Nehemiah 13:9-13. And then write Deuteronomy 14:28-29. And let's read this one to 26. Let's just read that one. Let's all read one go. The Lord said to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance in the land. Nor shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel. 21. Behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tithes in Israel as an inheritance in return for the work which they perform, the work of the tabernacle of meeting, temple. See, I've given all the tithes to the Levites so that they can work in the church. Our tithes don't come. You don't pay tithes, so Pastor Eko has to go to work. We sent him to go to work. You don't pay tithes, so I have to let Pastor Eno go to work. All our pastors are working. Because you don't pay your tithe. You don't pay your tithe. So I've sent a missionary to Central Region. Every week, Charles is in Accra because he has to come and work and hustle so that the little I'll give him, he can top it up.
Because you don't pay your tithe.
Those of you who see him around, he goes every Saturday morning and comes Monday morning because he has to come and hustle in Accra. All we can give him is just small money that he can use for TNT every week. Because we don't pay our tithes. Our instrumentalists will come to church. They will come late because they are from work. Because you don't pay your tithe, we would have. When we don't have full time workers, and come sorry anapa. Now it's there with me and Livingston because we don't pay our tithes. 22. Read. Hereafter, the children of Israel shall not come near the tabernacle of meeting. Otherwise, they bear sin and die. There no normal person should come and do the work we are doing. Otherwise, God says that's in those days. But the Levite shall perform the work of the tabernacle of meeting. So the Levites, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever. That's how God made it. That one more muya safu nimu ejuma asori ejuma no omuna asori sika no yemfe biye de enche wani yemfe biye asori fi ejuma febi ma ijanka throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. 24. For the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer up as a heave offering to the Lord, have given to the Levite. The tithes you bring, says he has given it to those who are working in the church. So it is not wrong. That's how God made it over there. But we have to pay bills. So we used to pay bills too. We don't just eat in our mouth. We could have eaten it and God will not kill us, because God gave it to us. I have given to the Levite as an inheritance. Therefore, I have said to them, among the children of Israel, they shall have no properties. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak therefore to the Levite and say to them, when you take from the children of Israel the tithe, which I've given you from them as your inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering to the Lord, a tenth of it. That's where we pastors also, we pay tithe. Having to see me paying tithe here, because we too, we pay tithe. All church workers, you see us, we all pay tithes. Amen. Oh, amen. So listen, the next time I will be back, I will say, as if we yemboa ubiano, catch and say and say tithe ni tamba. Uchiya u tithe, bisanipa ni uchiya tithe na. So be catch now say, ye yemboa ubiwa as if we ma bisanipa say tithe ahi uchiya. It says tithe kakra ne bano, enu na yedi yesa nyomani na. Eno, any of the shank, I live a shank of a school. Send a tight in the bar. A tight in the bar. Last 2 weeks, a jankabia or Hanuma or Kusku or nursing school. Then I shared this. Ah, they find our moon away. My wife, and on one case, okay, my name be woman. Tazi of a column, me, I'm a pity, dear man. My wife, the man, Sika, a man, the coach, and school fees. And now, sorry, a son said, "Yem chia tight." Those days, no, Obi Hun Chena. I'm sorry, your class member, between me, Gades car, between me, renting, between me, high dying. My high dying, I'm sorry, ma. It's when Obi Hun Chena come for me, to me, Moano. Because tight, no. It's the same boob, yeah. This is a fresh, sorry, money. Why a crap? Because we don't pay the tithes. This is the next time, what is so big? Cassette, yeah, Sapuna. Say, yeah, boy, a home modding. You go so boy, a home modding. Now, so Senka, Obiadin, who said tight anymore. Namiso bed, they wish shy more. Now, my young society, me, then, a boy, a janka. Any woman who hear moi. That was Sapunimo. Amen.
Amen.
So we cheer, see, baby, I will be.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.